Brian, six games undefeated, back-to-back wins. You must be feeling pretty good at the minute.
Yeah, the confidence is getting better and better every game. You can feel it in the dressing room. The lads are buzzing from getting here to actually going out and playing. So, well placed.
As the cliche goes, it's a game of two halves, and it certainly was here today. What did you say to the lads at half-time?
At half-time, what I said was the number 10, Conlon, who's been about a little bit, he was giving us the problem. The two back centre-backs were playing square instead of one playing sweeper. And what I said was, if we sort that problem out, because that's the only trick they had in the book, if we sort that out and we take our chances, get down the line, take our chances, we've got no problem, confident of a win. That's what I said at half-time.
What did Whitehaven offer different to what Washington did on Wednesday night, do you think?
I think off the ball, the movement was quite good, Whitehaven. They were quite impressed, but I've known Whitehaven for a few years and they'll come and give the best every time. So we weren't expecting no walkover, but however, we're really pleased to get the 3 points. Like.
Another couple of home games coming up. You've got a chance to extend the unbeaten run to 8 games. I mean, are you confident of doing it?
Well, I've got to say that, haven't I? I'm positive. Seeing Red Star Wednesday night. It was a hard game against Seam, because we've obviously all from over that part of the County Durham, so we'll be wary, we'll be cautious, but we'll take the game in our stride and we'll give them respect, and hopefully we can crack on from there. The football in the second half, I'm sure the supporters have gone home as happy as myself and Paul have. Like,
yeah, I mean, Kevin Devine got himself another couple of goals today. He's on form at the minute.
Well, Kevin's been with us on and off for about the last 5 or 6 years when we were at Easington, and then we've ticed him up here again this year. And for me, Kev's last 6 games has been the best 6 that I've been involved with him as a manager, and he's a big, big influence on the team.
He's ex-captain, but some of the young lads have played well the past couple of games as well.
Absolutely. I mean, young Kyle, he's only 17, the forward. 3 games, movement, touch, superb. Elliot Wood come on in the second half at centre half, again 17 years old, and like, awesome really. It's very positive at the moment.
Brian, well done. Good luck for your next couple of games.
Thank you very much.